wasn't saved already, I'd get saved again.
Amen. Amen. As we dismiss our children at Children's Church, those fifth grade and below, I love the encores. One of these days I'm going to give an encore, brother. We'll just keep on preaching. Amen. I remember the day. Ask you to find your Bible, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read verses 1 through 3, then verse 6. We'll talk about a few other things that are listed there in the hall of faith, if you will. I ask you, we'll stand on and read God's word this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, then verse 6. They read like this. Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For our ancestors won God's approval by it. By faith we understand that the universe was created by God's command, so that what is seen has been made from the things that are not visible. Verse 6. Now without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and rewards those who seek him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your many blessings. I pray, Father, you be with us this morning as we look at your word. May everything done and said be according to your will. Your son, Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Graduation. I remember my graduation. I remember how excited I was to move forward, to get out of school, to do something different. Looking back now, how easy a lot of those times were. I'm not going to say it was easy because there were difficult days during the school time. I'm not saying I necessarily want to go back, but I am saying that in life, struggles and difficulties come our way no matter what age we are. No matter what season of life that we may be in, we all face these struggles and difficulties. So as we continue this morning through our sermon series, taking the word serve, S-E-R-V-E, and using acrostics and having each letter stand for something and a focus, we're going to continue this morning, letter R, rise to the challenge. Rise to the challenge. Reflecting back, we see the letter S was see the future. In other words, we needed to have a teachable heart, a sacrificial heart, and a prayerful heart. As we moved to the letter E last week in their Mother's Day celebration, it was engage and develop others. We must trust in God. We need to be nourished by God. And we need to surrender to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this morning, I think the letter R fits perfectly as we celebrate graduates, as we encourage our graduates as they take the next step of faith in their life. The letter R stands out very plainly to me, rising to the challenge. And just like it applies very much so for us as those who are serving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We too, in today's message, will discuss how we need to rise to the challenge and be obedient to Him. We will learn by hearing this message to our graduates. And graduates, I want you to know up front, we're thankful for you. We celebrate you. And in case I forget to say, I want you to know that you've always got a home here at First Baptist Union Grove. And if you ever need anything, my door is always open. And I know many of the people here, they'll say to you, their doors are always open. And if you want to come talk to us, seek counsel or just a vent on occasion, because those things will arise in your life. We are here for you, and we'll help you and assist you and point to you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to follow in your walk. But this morning, as we look at rising to the challenge, there are many people in our history who have rose to challenges. Many people who have faced difficulties and struggles, and they've put aside their choices of wrong direction, and they've turned to Jesus Christ and allowed Him to be Lord of their life. And I know, starting right here with Greg Nall, pastor of First Baptist Church, Union Grove, that I need to do that every day. The Bible says, take up your cross daily and follow Him. You see, taking up our cross is a repetitive process of coming back to the cross and rising to the challenge that God has for us. Now, it's important for us to understand it's not Greg, it's not self who can accomplish these things, but when we are obedient and we trust and obey Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we can allow Him to live in and through us to accomplish whatever feat He has set before us, relying upon Him and trusting Him. So as we continue through this sermon series, the first thing I want to do up front is to tell each one of you here, not just our graduates, but each one of you here, thank you for your service. Thank you for being the example to the next generation that's coming up, that tomorrow's church will have an example that's lived out in front of them of how we serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and how we are to rise to the challenge that is set before us. And those challenges may be great. In fact, those challenges are very great. But I want to also challenge you to stay the course. I want to challenge you to stay the course. Because life is difficult. Life is trying. We need to continually rise to the challenge. And last but not least, I want to invite others. If you're not serving, or haven't been serving, because of whatever the case may be, I want to invite you to come in and join us here at First Baptist Union Grove as we serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bring honor and glory to His name because it is not about self. It's about Him and His kingdom and for His honor and for His glory. And that's what we're called to do as followers of Jesus Christ. The big thing, if I was to wrap it up in one statement, would be this. I want to challenge us to become relevant in the lives of people who need to know Jesus. Let me say that again. I challenge each one of us to become relevant in the lives of people who need to know Jesus. Because if we are irrelevant, they're not going to be looking who Jesus is. We need to make sure that we allow Jesus to live in and through our lives so they can see it, to bring honor and glory to His name. So, how do we do this? I'm going to give you the big answer. How do we rise to the challenge? The answer is faith. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I trust Him. Faith. But as we go through this morning's message, I want to expand upon a few things in faith. So number one, you fill in the blank. How can I rise to the challenge? We need faith for the journey. We need faith for the journey. Graduates, you are much like those that are mentioned in the Hall of Faith, if you will, here in Hebrews chapter 11. We see, as we look at the text, I'm not going to read it for you because you can do that, but we see that Noah had never experienced a flood. Noah had never experienced a flood. Just like graduates, many of you have never experienced the college campus. There's going to be some differences. There's going to be some opposition we'll look at this morning. But as you, in faith, following this journey, remember that you're not alone. You're not the first. You will not be the last as long as the Lord tarries. But always remember this, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Second, we see Abraham had never left home. Many of you here as graduates this morning, you've never lived life outside of the home except for maybe a week or two. This may be a huge step of faith that you have to take in this journey. Remember again, you've not been alone in this. None of these men and women who were used by God in His plan had ever come across this path of the choices and decisions and the crossroads that they had to take. They had to be to live in faith of the journey that lied before them. So, as we see the definition in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11, the definition of the word faith, the assurance or reality of things hoped for, the conviction or the proof of things not seen. How can we have assurance for these things that we have hoped for? How can we have faith in the journey that is ahead? In other words, we need to have faith that God's going to guide us. We need to have faith that God's going to keep His promises. We need to have faith that God's going to continue to give us the direction and the steps to follow. Big picture, we do have responsibility. We still must trust and obey. Trust and obey. You see, all of life will have journeys, no matter what age you're in. All of life, you will enter into uncharted waters. For example, First Baptist Church Union Grove. You've heard mentioned many different opportunities for raising funds for the building program. Now, many people will say, there's no way we can go into that debt-free. Let me tell you something, we're over three-fourths way there. God started a work within the church several years ago. Too often we say we feel as if God cannot accomplish this, or we cannot accomplish. Here's what we say: we cannot accomplish this. And also, some might say, you know, it's going to be impossible to reach the community for Jesus. There's so many people far away from you. Well, I want to share something with you. You're right. We cannot raise the funds. We cannot reach Jesus. But I'll give you the truth. God can.
Amen.
And He wants and desires to do it in and through us in this journey called life. As we have faith in Him in the journey, we need to be sure that we're staying true to His Word. To what His Word calls for us to do. You see, we cannot accomplish it, but God can. He has a plan for each and every life here in this room under the sound of my voice. He has a plan for your life, for your next step, for your next journey. Have faith. So graduates, God is asking you to take a step of faith. Your life will be filled with these uncharted waters that you'll face. But we're given a promise that if it's God's vision, He will bring it to pass. You're not alone. We must do our part. But Jesus said in Matthew 19:26, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So as you go off to your colleges and churches, we serve here in our community, wherever that may be, things may come across our path that seem impossible. But trust and have faith in God in the journey that He can accomplish what He set out to do. You see, too often as we look at the text, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, we get the idea that these men of faith must have been great. We get the idea that they didn't face struggles. Well, this couldn't be further from the truth. Noah faced opposition. Abraham faced enemies that didn't want him to go into their land. And we see many people who had to take a step of faith. But one sticks out, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, a man named Enoch. We don't really have a whole lot of information about him. But the information we do have about him is that he pleased God and he walked with Him. You see, there's many people in life who may not be an Abraham, the father of Israel. We don't have many who may build a huge ship to save people from a large flood. But everyday persons, just like me, can take a step of faith. Follow after Him. Hebrews 11:5 says this right here. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not experience death. And he was not found because God had taken him away. For prior to his removal, he was approved since he had pleased God. We just read in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we see big picture, Enoch had faith every step of the way. Just imagine being in the shoes of Enoch, and you have this close fellowship with him. And you're along this journey, you're walking with him daily, and there comes a point in time God says to Enoch, "No, Enoch, I've enjoyed our walks, I've enjoyed our talks. We're much closer to my home than we are yours. Come on home, be with me. Come on home, be with me." Enoch can have face them. You see, him in faith, here's what Enoch's faith was pointed towards. Enoch knew he sinned. Not an old man does. You see, we're all fall short of the glory of God. And he knew that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life and eternal life in Jesus Christ. I know we're talking about Old Testament scripture here. But in faith, he said, "God, I know you've got a plan, and you're going to fulfill that plan, and I'm going to trust you in my journey." That's exactly what we need to do as a New Testament church, as a New Testament Christian. We need to have this faith in our journey in life that God is with us and by our side, and He's working out every detail. And we need to honor Him and glorify His name because of it. So as you start your journey to serve, start your journey in college, start your journey at work or at church with faith, allow God to work around you and in you and through you. Let Him be Lord of your life. Follow Him in faith, the journey that lies before you. Number two, in your fill in the blank, how can I rise to the challenge? We need faith to face opposition. To face opposition. I know I've mentioned that a couple different occasions. But here's one thing that was stated many years ago. Where there are sheep, the wolves are never far away. Where there are sheep, the wolves are never far away. Noah faced opposition from his neighbors. Abraham faced opposition and peer pressure and pressure as an alien in the land that he was in. Sarah faced opposition from her own maidservants when she could not have a child. You see, Sarah and Abraham, God had to teach them how to be a mother and father. So his timing is always perfect. Too often we look at our timing and our ways. So they brought self-opposition because of some of the choices that they made by a man named Ishmael, their first child, which was by the maidservant Hagar. So you see, God was still teaching and working in the life of Abraham and Sarah to bring them to a point that they could be the mother and the father of what God's trying to do. It took 25 years when the promise was first given until that came to pass, the promise was fulfilled. So it doesn't happen overnight. It may or may not happen in your 4-year journey to college or 8-year journey, wherever your life may lead, and however long you remain in school, to whatever degree you may get. But stay the course, knowing that there's going to be opposition along life's way. As you work your way through Hebrews chapter 11, you'll meet a man named Jacob, a man named Joseph, a man named Moses, and many others. You'll meet named Rahab, who was a prostitute, was in the hall of faith. So no matter where we've been, what we've done, and what we've participated in, God can forgive by the blood of Jesus Christ, the covers our stains of our sin. And we need to trust and faith to follow after Him. So God has a plan, still has a plan for your life, no matter what the bad choices maybe that you have made along life's way. In today's society, we also face opposition with enemies. We face opposition with friends. We even face opposition with family. That's a hard pill to swallow. Knowing that life's difficulties oftentimes even comes through the avenue of family. But we need to take a step of faith. We need to trust in our Lord to work out the details. Because when we face these things and we have these obstacles that come before us, the largest contributor to struggles when we face opposition is fear. We have this fear. In attempt to live for Jesus, we have multiple fears. We have the fear of rejection. People will not listen. Let me tell you something. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 says this. For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world, yet lose his own soul? So don't be concerned about the rejection. Just share with others who Jesus is. Live Him. Don't be worried if the world rejects you from your choices following Jesus instead of following after them. They reject you because they've rejected Jesus. Also, we have the fear of embarrassment. People view you as different. People view you, they're a Jesus freak. They're a Jesus follower. They're a Bible thumper. Let me tell you, keep thumping that Bible. Stay after it. Don't worry about the embarrassment. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ that saved your soul and gave you an escape from eternity in hell because of what Jesus accomplished upon the cross. John chapter 15, verses 19 through 21 says this. If you were of the world would love you as its own. However, because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of it, the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they don't know the one who sent me. So there's going to be some things following Jesus, it may seem to be embarrassing. But as a friend of mine, Mr. Charlie Short, shared, the retirement program is out of his world. Amen. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus, knowing there's a better day that lies ahead. There's a better day that lies ahead. So don't allow Satan to lie to you and bring fears to your attention. Also, we have the fear of inadequacy. In other words, I don't know enough, or I don't have enough to make a difference around me. Too many people are here. Too many people feel as if they are called to be lawyers for Christ instead of witnesses for Christ. You see, we don't have to defend Him. We need to defend our faith, yes. But we don't have to defend Jesus. Let God's Word take care of that. Let the Holy Spirit do the work in that. We don't play the role of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to this statement, and I want you to write it down, because I feel like it's a very good statement. God does not need lawyers to argue His case. He needs witnesses who have experienced His grace. You see, you hear that again? God does not need lawyers to argue His case. He needs witnesses who have experienced His grace. And that is us. Church, that is us. Graduates, that is you. The struggles and the difficulties that lie before you. To rise to the challenge, you need to turn in faith and rely upon God's grace. Because as we see in 1 Corinthians 12, when Paul asked for the thorn in the flesh to be pulled out of his side, God said, I'm not going to do it because my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. In other words, the fear of inadequacy causes us to stop, stumble, quit, keep the course. God desires to work through people just like you to make an impact in this world, to make a difference for His kingdom. Habakkuk 3:19 says, Yahweh, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights. Take a step of faith in His opposition. The next fear that we see is the fear of failure. That is exactly where most people sit. They fear as if they're going to, I won't know what to say. That's inadequate. That I won't know what to do. I'm afraid I'll fail. I'm afraid I'll mess something up. Let me tell you something. The Bible shares and promises with us that you will never go somewhere that God has not already sent His Holy Spirit to work at. Never. And when you arrive at that location, He promises to give you the words to say. So already we've been taken out of the equation. Our obedience just to go, just to share whatever God lays on our heart to make a difference in this world. Jesus is the difference maker, not us. But we are ambassadors for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. We represent Him every day of our lives, whether it's in church, whether it's in school, or at work, or wherever it may be. Whether it's at home, we are still a representative of Jesus Christ. And we need to ensure that we're following in the path, the steps, and not having that fear of failure. Because let me tell you something. Children do not learn to walk the first time they try. Trial and error comes our way. Let me tell you something. Just like a child keeps getting up trying to walk, you need to keep getting up in faith and walk in obedience to Him. He knows you're made of dust. He knows you're going to fall short. But He loves you anyway. And He has a plan to work in and through you anyway. So remember this. As you face opposition, turn to Him in faith. He has a plan for your heart and for your life. Number three in the fill in the blank, how can I rise to the challenge? We need faith to finish. We need faith to finish. You see, we need faith for the journey. We need faith to face opposition. But we also need faith to finish. Graduates, up to this point, mom and dad most likely have been making the decisions in your life where you could or could not go. How much money you could or could not have. How much gas you could or could not get. You see, mom and dad have been making decisions for you. Let me share you something. That's probably not necessarily going to end completely, but life is going to change for you completely. Your mom and dad are still going to love you. They're going to provide for you to the best of their ability until they pass. You see, no matter how old parents become, they're still a parent to their children. And we need to live in obedience to help out our children to the best of our own abilities. But let me share something with you. If you're going to finish it all, you must begin. If you're going to come across the finish line, you must take that first step. If you're going to come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've got to take that first step of faith. But I'll promise you something. When you take that first step of faith, He will carry you the rest of the way. Does that mean life will be easy? Absolutely not. Life will be a struggle, but He's there with you, but He's not going to force you to do something. But He calls you to take a step of faith. He calls for you to begin the process. He calls for you to begin your life's journey in a road of obedience to Him that is on a straight and narrow way. And there are many distractions that wants to take us off that road. keep focused upon Christ. Keep your eyes upon Him. In order to finish well, you must make wise and biblical choices. And I want to share with you, look, I shared earlier, don't forget that mom and dad still love you. And they're there with you and for you. Don't forget that this church at First Baptist Union Grove loves you. And we're there with and for you. Because I have heard many within this congregation have their desire over the past several Wednesday nights, pray for our graduates, pray for our graduates, pray for our graduates, pray for our graduates. And you know what they did? They didn't just say it, they prayed for you as graduates. They have prayerful hearts and minds and attitudes. They want Jesus to rule in your life. They want your walk and your ways to be in obedience to Him. So they're praying for you. There's no other more powerful tool that we have than for a brother and sister to be praying for others. On behalf of a person who's facing opposition. On behalf of a person who is taking a difficult journey. On behalf of a person that's struggling to finish. Have brothers and sisters in Christ that are praying for you every step of the way. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see many names that did not see Jesus come. Because they're Old Testament. Jesus had not come yet. But they each lived in faith that God, would complete what He started. You see, Noah spent all 120 years building an ark when it had never rained one drop. And you see, Abraham lived a life and only saw the tip of the promise that God had in store. When God called Abraham, He said, Abraham, go and go to a place that I will show you. It takes faith. Moses gave his life to bring Israel to the promised land, but he never entered it. Sometimes it's easy to get people to give one day to serve the Lord. Sometimes it's easy to get people to give one week to serve the Lord. But you know what's difficult? To give people. To give their life. And live a lifestyle of service. But you know what? We can't do it. But God can. And we have to take that step of faith. It starts right here. For each one of us. Individually. We want to see revival. It starts in the individual hearts of people. Trust in faith of who God is and what He's done through His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, the reason these great men and women lived by faith and developed a lifestyle of faith was to accomplish the vision that they had seen that God was working out the details. You see, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16 says this, "But they now desire a place, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them." They each decided to live for Jesus, though He had not come yet, because they had faith that God was going to keep His promises. They sacrificed to build opportunity for the next generation to take a step of faith. In fact, people here at First Baptist Church, Union Grove, many years ago, took a step of faith so today's ministry would be successful. Church, that's exactly what we need to be doing for tomorrow's church. We need to be setting the example. We need to be working for Jesus to give the opportunity for tomorrow's church to be successful through obedience to Jesus Christ by being an example for them in front of others. As we come to a conclusion, graduates, if you remember nothing at all, I ask and I plead for you to remember this, Philippians 1:6, which states, "I am sure of this, that He who started a good work in you will carry it out until completion, until the day of Jesus Christ's return." God has started a work in your heart and your life. He will finish it, but you must be obedient. You must take that step of faith in your journey of life. You must take that step of faith when you face opposition. And you must take that step of faith to finish strong. Finish strong. by trusting and relying upon Him.
We get ready for a song of invitation. I'm going to ask you this morning. If you're here this morning and you've not surrendered to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible says very plainly, it's a free gift there for taking. In fact, it says in Romans 10:19 that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. With the heart that believes in righteousness, the mouth confesses faith and salvation. It's a free gift there for taking. So I encourage you, I urge you, I believe in you to let go and let God have faith in Jesus Christ. Last couple of years, we've talked about evangelism. We've talked about discipleship. And we've carved out roads according to God's Word where we as a church would take that step of faith and be where God wants us to be as a church. And for that, I'm going to say that. Many of you have served well. The church, I feel like the next word, we're only looking at for quite some time. Christ died for us. We should live for Him. Church, let's do that by serving wherever that may be, whatever that may look like. Let's serve in a serving way. We're going to take a step of faith in our journey. We'll face opposition, but we're going to be strong. We'll have faith.
Worship and sing this song to Him. I don't care how bad way He sings. Worship and sing.